At the end of August, we learned that Zimbabwe has temporarily restricted the imports of maize. Now, this is not the new thing. These things happen whenever there's abundance of harvest in Zimbabwe and some of the African countries. They would either restrict imports or begin to introduce what I would call non-tariff barriers, where they would say, listen, if your maize is genetically modified, we don't need it here. We won't be importing it. But in times of drought, they relax much of those. And Zimbabwe is one of the countries that have experienced great difficulties when it comes to grain production. Even thinking about last year, which is the 2023-24 production season, they were hit by the major drought, just like us in South Africa and Zambia and the entire Southern Africa. But of course, their crop losses were much more significant. They lost about 60% of their maize crop, Zambia about 50% of their maize crop, South Africa about 21% of our grain crop. So there were losses all over. But we were fortunate as South Africa because the seasons before, we had an ample crop, and the carryover stock starting the past year were quite substantive to an extent that we were able to continue to export while we were in a drought period, exporting over 2 million tons of maize. And Zimbabwe was one of the great beneficiaries of those maize exports. This time around, the entire Southern Africa received excellent rains. If you look at the figures coming out of Zambia, they showed that their grain harvest has recovered quite nicely. And Zambia will now be sitting at a place where they will be net exporters of maize and quite having large surplus to put it out to the market. In South Africa, we also continue to see better figures. And in fact, at the end of August, the Crop Estimate Committee came up with an estimate having revised South Africa's maize production and now placing it at 15.8 million tons. If you look at that and you compare it with last year, it is up 23% year on year. And of course, there's a base effect story, but if you consider how much South Africa needs for its annual consumption, we need about 12 million tons, which shows you then that we'll have quite substantial maize available for export markets. And our maize for exports is divided on both white and yellow maize. And yes, we did have some quality concerns, which we have talked about in this podcast with regards to white maize, where the excessive rains in certain regions of South Africa had led to some quality concern when it comes to our maize production. But it is not at a level where it cannot be used. What it does, it weighs on the profits or the financials of the farmers. But when it comes to what's available for human consumption, we're still sitting at a healthy levels as a country. Zimbabwe themselves, they've seen a recovery in their maize production, but it's always very difficult to get a sense of what's happening in Zimbabwe with regards to their maize production. The government has a history of largely overstating what they are expecting. And when you compare what they end up reporting with what some other estimates, such as the United States Department of Agriculture Pretoria office, not the people sitting somewhere in Washington, they have the experts sitting around that travel to Zimbabwe to assess, they tend to have a much more accurate estimate versus what we would hear from the Zimbabwean government. But I think the important thing for us as the people that are observing what's going on in Zimbabwe is to listen to what the government say, listen to what the USDA say, to what the FAO and many other stakeholders, and of course, lean also on the historical trend of what each of these organizations have been saying. The figures out of the Zimbabwean government is that they now have quite substantive maize exports. They have supplies, large maize supplies. They don't need to be really bringing maize imports for the moment. That's what they are saying. And of course, this is a measure to protect the farmers, to ensure that at least the farmers can get a maximum price realization for their produce. It's another discussion if you could say, okay, but if there's so much maize in Southern Africa, why don't you allow the imports to flow so that the consumer can take advantage of the cheaper maize. Either it's coming from Zambia or coming from South Africa or coming from elsewhere. But of course, there are domestic matters which the government is trying to balance there to say, let's put some artificial price support for the Zimbabwean farmers by blocking the imports that would otherwise flow in and make sure that the Zimbabwean prices of grain are pretty much on comparable levels to what we would see in the region. That's the one aspect of looking at it. But the other aspect, which some people had pointed out to me, because I'm taping this podcast, having written something on Substack, and many people were saying, look, there are a whole range of smallholder farmers, which the USDA, ourselves, and many others would typically are unable to get a sense of how much volume of maize they have. It may as well be that in certain rural areas, there's a lot of informal trading that is happening and the supplies are fairly healthy. But the only way to judge that is to look at what happens at the end of the year, as well as at the beginning of next year, 2026, because it is at that time where you get to see the flow of imports of maize to Zimbabwe from South Africa and the other regions. Because right now, everyone have just finished harvesting. Others are still at the tail end of their harvest period, and they have a bit of supplies to keep them going in their maize production. So what would be important is what we will know at a later stage about what are the dynamics with regards to the maize available in Zimbabwe. And of course, then my sense, though, is still, again, leaning towards what the USDA forecast. Because what the USDA is saying is Zimbabwe's maize production has improved from last year. From when they had produced less than a million tons to now, what they estimate is about 1.3 million tons. 1.3 million tons is healthy, and it means that for the moment, Zimbabwe will have some supplies to continue with its domestic consumption. But later in the year, they will need to patch that up, because remember, their own domestic consumption, in our estimates, it's about 2 million tons, which means there could still be 700,000, 600,000 tons of maize that will be needed in Zimbabwe, but not now, into next year. And South Africa will no longer be the only game in town to supply that, because, I mean, Zambia, which has said they have had a good crop. If you look at how much they are expecting, they're expecting a maize crop of about 3.7 million tons of maize. Zambia's consumption of maize is about 2.8, which shows you then that they also have this surplus that they can put into market. So that's how the dynamics of the maize supplies in the Southern Africa region. And I think the positive of all of this is that Southern Africa has sufficient maize supplies to carry through this time around and ensure that at least food production, food security is improved in the region. But as to whether then that is passed on to the consumer is something else, which is the point I was making, that Zimbabwean government blocking the imports, it does support the farmers, but it put the consumer at a difficult position, because now the maize prices is artificially set at this slightly higher level because of all of these dynamics that are happening. But be that as it may, I think what the picture is emerging out of Zimbabwe is that we have to look closely on what's going on there. And my sense is that at the end of the year, going into next year, that's when the crunch time will happen. But if you are in South Africa and you are a grain farmer, you may ask a question to say, what does all of this mean then for me? What should I be reading and taking out of these developments of Zimbabwe? And I think what we can take out of these developments is that generally we would factor the point that Zimbabwe will import a certain amount of maize and then there will always be a healthy demand in the region. It does mean then that at least over the next few months, the demand for maize from Southern Africa may remain fairly weak. And if it does remain fairly weak, as what we are seeing, because Zimbabwe has been the biggest buyer of maize, that adds downward pressure on grain prices in South Africa. So if you're a farmer or you're holding a bit of grain, that gets to be a challenge for you. But for the consumer, at least in the near term, this is positive, because if grain prices are coming down, if you are a consumer, you are sitting in a fairly better place, which is why if you have been following some of our discussions and our writing, we've long been saying, look, for food price inflation in South Africa, the path ahead is looking reasonably well. There are ample grains. But also, if you think about the oil seeds production, oil seeds, we see good supplies on fruits and vegetables. The supplies are recovering nicely, and in fact, in fruits, we've received the good supplies on it. Where the problem has been in South Africa is on the meat side, but the meat is partly because of the animal diseases in South America, avian influenza, but also here at home, we were hit by foot and mouth disease. The avian influenza meant that there was a temporary restriction on an import of poultry. So the readjustment after that, as well as the foot and mouth disease here, which had led some disruption in the slaughtering. But all of that now has been removed. People are vaccinating in South Africa. Slaughtering is recovering. Imports of poultry are coming into the country. But remember, there was a bit of a panic buying as all of that news were coming in. And I think that the prices will take a bit of time to readjust. But all things considered, I think that the message about the moderating food price inflation is correct in South Africa on the basis of all of these things. But back to the Zimbabwean story, Zimbabwe is temporarily restricted. The maize imports, they feel that they have a bit of some of maize to carry them for some time. My sense is that at the end of the year, this ban may be removed, or maybe going into next year, it may be removed because they will still be at a position where they will need the maize imports. We are unclear what the government thinks the production is, but what we are receiving from some of the other agents, like the United States Department of Agriculture, the Pretoria office, is that there may be a shortfall of about 700,000 tons of maize in Zimbabwe, given that the production is at 1.3. They need consumption of about a 2 million tons, and they will need a little bit of a carryover stock. So that's where we are looking at things to be. But let's continue monitoring Zimbabwe. That's the latest coming out of that. With that, folks, let me stop there and let me thank the folks that help in putting this podcast together. That is Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelisiwe Chabalala, and Amanda Murimba. If you don't know, please check out my Substack, wandile.substack.com. My name is Wandile Slobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. Thanks for following our podcast and spread the word.